Stop prattling like that, looking at me as though you don't realize your enemy is standing right in front of you. You think now that we're closer, that stopped meaning anything. Don't be a fool. There's so much more value in the subtext. And whether you see us as enemies or not, things have progressed in a strange direction, I'll admit it. And don't get me started with you, sweetie. I know, deep down in my heart, you can't live without me anymore. Perhaps it's the same for me. Look at me. I said, look at me. What? You never had a problem with being forceful before. Why now? Fine. Suit yourself. But if that's all you wanted, then am I to take it as a submission of defeat? A surrender of sorts? Of course not. You would never willingly admit defeat in the face of someone who sees you as a little bit more than that, darling. Look at me. We've been enticed and entwined since we first met. The longer you understand that, the better it'll be. And really, have we not gotten at least a bit acquainted? I've seen you in all sorts of forms. I've held you, and I've made you feel for me what I may feel for you. As misguided as it may be, I don't want it to be something that you forget. And that's why I never let you forget. We are to lovers what enemies cannot be. That's your excuse. That's it. That's all you could come up with. Is your mind already that stupid for me? Have you lost all reason somewhere? If that's the case, then I can't even complain. Whether your brain is still intact or not is none of my business, is it? Listen to me. I won't say this again and again like others may, but what you are to me is something entirely different. Something that separates you from the mundane. You are so very fitting. Fitting into my arms. Fitting against my lips. Fitting when you crawl into my embrace. These big strong arms aren't just for show, and you've felt them in more ways than one. Was the impassioned kisses, the touch that drove you up the wall, that left those scratch marks on my back. Would you dare to call that nothing? Excuses were never your strong suit, you know that. To be completely honest, I didn't think you would make excuses at this point. I thought it was far too late for that. Prove me wrong, then. If you're so confident, then prove it to me. Sweetheart, I don't just want you in one way, not two, not 10, not 100. Was the bath not hot enough? Or was it me? You're so full of reactions that you spare not with anyone else. And yet I see it in your eyes that you're gazing at me with longing, perhaps lust. It matters not. Enemies or lovers which you define as. Only that you remain right here, in my captivity. As for what's happened, what's transpired between us, I won't spoil every detail. Instead, let it be the building blocks of what we have right now. A feeling, an impassioned kiss. Much more than that, by looks of it. Dare you protest me? Dare you deny anything I've said? So the beautiful one can be honest, sweetheart. You need to work on such honesty. It suits you, and yet it doesn't all the same. I can't pick whether it's befitting or not at all. An enigma from start to finish. That's what you've been to me. How quaint. Listen to me. I do not want one single thing from you. It's all or nothing. Nothing short of a stacked deck will satisfy me. Is my greed too much for you? Then you should have left me there. You should have put me in the recesses of your mind and never looked back. But you didn't, did you? You couldn't. No matter how much you wanted to. There was no end to this until I say so. Isn't that right? Such a pushover every single time. Do you ever feel guilty for getting coerced into so much? Or is it exciting? Like a passenger in your own life? And yet, you've done plenty to me, to others. If I said I was jealous, would you be upset? If I said I hated the others? If I said I only wanted you and for them to disappear? What then? Would you hate me? Or would you love me more? I can't tell with you. You're so full, and yet so empty. But where are you full, and where do you need more? I crave that knowledge, that understanding. Does it really come across that way? Is me just filling the air? Perhaps. Perhaps the silence bothers me. Because then the little voice in my head of doubts strings in that I'm not the one for you. And then the anger comes in twice fold. One, because I hate the idea, the very concept of second place. And two, because it's you and you're mine. We've already established that. Anything short of that is a menagerie of pointlessness. Something I do not partake in lightly. Shh, none of that. Look at me. That's it. Those pretty little eyes fixated on nothing but me. Vitriol that suits me more than the rest. No other man could satiate you. No other man except me. Your touch, your taste, everything committed to memory. I hope you understand. This is not for debate, not up for discussion. You are mine. Look at me. Do you acknowledge it? Do you acknowledge it. Good. Better than it could be. I see you. And that slightly crooked smile. Is it the pushing around, darling? Sweetheart? Honey? Which one suits you best? I'm sure there's a million ways I could refer to you that flusters the living daylights out of you. And even if that's the case, so what? You listen and hang on every word because I'm the man for you. Would any second rate ever reach my ankles? Not even in their faintest dreams. They could try and amount to the man that I am to you, but they don't have the connection we do. They don't have the moments we need. The fascination. The treacherous darkness mixed with the most gorgeous light. That is what defines us, isn't it? The more I gaze upon you, the more I want you. Tell me, how badly do you dream of my touch? How much does it drown you? How much does it feel like a hopeless void of endless desire? Make no mistake, little light. You are to me everything I need. I am not so convoluted as to need a life outside of what we have, an obsession that can never be washed away by time, presence, or anything even closely resembling this. Yes, this. Right here. This connection. I know you feel it. A passion of a single touch brought together by more than one pairing. That your body, your heart, and your soul knows my touch. You have committed it to more than memory. It's your nature now. You are to be mine, my mate, my love, my and only mine. Nothing and no one will get to see you, will get to have you, perhaps to look but never touch. That is why my arms wrap around you like this. Your prison as much as your pleasure will all be mine to cave into every kiss. You look so gorgeous right now, more so than ever before. This kind of love suits you, the one that never stops and makes you quiver like you do. I won't be satisfied until I have every inch of you. Until I partake marking the territory of what's mine. Call it primal, call it primitive. It doesn't matter. Because none get a say in how we love, in how we are, you and I. I can feel you, every warm inch of your body against mine burning up. Does it feel good to be in my embrace? Every day, I'm never satiated. Like a wild beast. And yet here you are trying to tame me. A fool's task. you know this, and you knew it from the start. Yet you look at me, and you tell me that you're fine when you never, ever are. There's no being fine like this. Not when you're pent up like that. Not when your body is itching for something. Not when your heart craves something far more than anyone else could give you. That is why I'm the pedigree. I am the man, the one man who deserves to hold you, to make the sweetest serenade of your voice escaping. That is a love story, a song that I wish to hear. Well, do you wish to hear what it sounds like when you can't possibly go another moment? When you're dripping in ecstasy and lost to time that you couldn't spend any other way? Is that it? That's your answer after all of this? You seem unsure, even in your surefire answer. So say it again. Again, say it. Say my name. Good, but not great. You could do so much better. You know this. You're aware, aren't you? Aren't you? Quit the bullshit and look at me. Look into the eyes of the man who can make you feel everything. The man who knows what he wants and will take it. Does that make me the villain of this story? Or am I your Prince Charming? What is it? What will you decide? My little love. Little light. You'll have to be careful from now on. Because the darkness is not something to be trifled with. Not something you can ever peer into and be the same. I know you know this. You as well as I. We have ties to such a place. Which is why it's perfect for you to be my mate. My love. My other half. Would you dare have it another way? Would you embrace your destiny along with me? Shut your mouth, if it isn't the words I wish to hear. That's all you have to say. A weak, pitiful answer. Like a sheep to the slaughter. And yet, I know you're not quite a sheep, are you? No, when you want something, you crave it until it falls into your hands by a force unseen, mysterious as it may be. You are no sheep, but not quite a wolf in sheep's clothing either. More like something in between, an amalgamous hunter of sorts. But what? To what ends? That's what I want to know. And what do you wish for, my love? What do you crave more than anything? Because to me, it's as simple as following the tracing of my gaze. What I want is very clearly set in front of me. And I will take it as gladly as I breathe. You are mine. Every inch. every sensation. I will steal them away from every single soul otherwise. You will never find them. Never compared to me. They cannot even begin to compare to me. Just a shoddy little copy compared to me, little light. Shall I show you why? Right here and right now. Good. A wise choice, little light. Shall we? I see some education is in order. This is where you belong. Where you need to be. You make me wild like a beast. Little love, little light. My man. Does it shock you? The way that I hold you. With grip. That makes you feel safe, but also in danger. Which is it, little light? Do I make you feel more of one than the other? Your body quivers when I touch it. Why is that? Why are you such a mess for me? Shh, not like that. That won't do at all. That's it. Did you think I'd let you escape from my grip? No, you just needed to settle in this place right here. A room where no one can disturb us. A place where I can make you lose your mind in peace. Have you kissed it goodbye yet? Your touch is dangerous, you know that. Try and make me feel. Do it. I dare you to try. Because I'll make you feel tenfold what you try to make me feel. A competition of flesh and touch. Oh, yes. Your skin is so gorgeous. The way you fit into my arms is just a dream. Do not worry about the scars. I'm fine. Battle is always on the cusp of one's end. But lovemaking is just as intense, just as impassioned. I surely have as much scars from your impassioned lovemaking, those nails digging in my back, as I do anything else. Shall we make a new scar? You and I, look at me. Don't move. How easily you cave to a command. As though your body is conditioned for it, like a well-trained animal. Is that what you are to me? Is that what you wish to be? No. That fire in your eyes says otherwise, that there's more to it, underneath these layers of pesky clothes in the way. Good boy. Oh, yes. Such a pert and perfect little ass, just waiting for attention. think the clothes would get in my way? Do you really think I would ever let anything stop me from taking you, from ripping everything off and holding you this close? Your curves only make it more fun. The body that just fits you, so uniquely you. I do so enjoy how much you've taken to my treatment of your body. This is your place now, on my lap, set firmly like that. Look at who's being so good. Little light, admit you enjoy it. Why don't you? If I grab you by this oh-so-sensitive spot, if I lift you up and I kiss you, will you tell me thank you even if it stings? That's a good analogy for how we love, isn't it? I take from you, and you try and take from me. Though who wins, we'll have to find out, I suppose. Who will win? Yes. That's your final answer, then. I hope you won't regret if it doesn't turn out as you do, you brat. I miss your taste, even if it's only been a day. Is that a problem? I think not. A problem easily rectified. Yes. Your body reacts so honestly, unlike your mouth, which runs on bullshit. The way that you continuously make excuses is cute, I'll admit it. But where's the truth in that? Can you really say that this is where it ends already? Bullshit. I know that you crave it. My lips upon your cock. You could have just admitted it from the start. Is that all you can say? Beg, then. I wish to hear you beg properly. That's it. Just don't complain if I steal and wrestle all of the control from your brain. If I command you like you're a little robot for me. If I melt that brain to mush, would you say thank you afterwards? Of course you would. My cute little slut. Is that too much for you to handle, you gasped? But why did you gasp? Is it because right now my cock is hovering so near, brushing up against you? Or was it the insinuation that you're my little slut? Why don't you speak? Your brattiness came out in all those ways, but now there's only silence. Well, mostly silence. But what would happen, my love, if I were to just shove everything in? Would that work, I wonder? Perhaps you're just as much of a mess down there as you are in that pretty little mite. I'll admit you caught me there. But you'll have to try harder than that if your intention is anything other than losing. So, are you going to beg? Is that what comes of all this? All that bravado for what? Say it. Say it. Do you want to be fucked against this door right now? Maybe fucked while sitting on my lap. Maybe I'll decide whatever I wish to do. And you'll have no say. Would that be cruel, I wonder? Tell me, am I cruel to you? Am I an asshole or just a man who knows what he wants? Tell me. Tell me. To think you'd be in such a position of your own validity. Your body deserves these kisses all over, these welts as well. Which more do you crave? I see. Impatient as always. Oh my. You are so incredibly tight. Very well. Stand up. Yes, with my fingers inside of you. Good. Now that look on your face, I'll have to do something about it, won't I? Hands against the door. Ass out. You awaken something in me, you know that. Though it remains to be seen what that beast truly is. Am I the one lost in ecstasy, or are you? With how you seem to be pushing against my cock, trying to impale yourself on it. Then I can only assume that beast is ready for more. Your begging would suffice. But I know your pride won't let you. A brat like you can only go so far. This is what you wanted, isn't it? My balls kissing your entrance like that. Our bodies entwined in your hands, quivering against the door. Do not regret it. This is where you belong entirely. Good. That look in your eyes is so inglorious, and yet suits you so well. You know that. What is it? Is it fucking you against this door? That's just too much for you to handle. Ah, yes. Can you feel it? how full you no doubt feel inside. That's it. Hold still. Nice and easy, isn't it? It feels better when we're on the same level. When I can control you and you wish to be controlled. The impassioned kiss that you deserve. That's right, look back. Look at the man firmly inside you. Fucking you against this door. You deserve this. You deserve all of this. No excuses. You wanted this as much as I did. Thank me for fucking you, why don't you? Go ahead. Yes. Do you like that? Of course you do. You love it, you live for it. This is your life now. Life entwined with mine. That will forever be, without any distractions. Yes. 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 Yes, as it should be, as you belong, as you should always feel this good if you're going to be mine. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes. Not yet. You can't think about the payoff when we've only just begun, can you? Shh, that's it. Back on my lap you go. Yes. This is what you need. This is what you deserve. I need to fill you up with this love, with this insatiable lust. Nice and gentle, nice and rough. Yes. What a pace we've set ourselves at, with you in my arms and this gorgeous feeling of lust and love. You take it so well. You take it so fucking well. And drown in my cock, yes. Take it all. Yes. face down, ass up. That's how I should fuck you into this mattress. Yeah, you'd like that. And then be my guest. Just like that. Just like that, darling. Just like that. Yes. 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 What an insatiable little brat. Always wanting more. Yet being a mess who couldn't take any more. You think you can, your eyes are bigger than your body, clearly. You think you could keep going again and again, but you're already at your limit. It's pathetic, but it's also admirable. And I don't know which overstates the other. You're incredible. Absolutely one of a kind. And the only thing I'll ever need is you. The only one I ever need is you. Such a simple saying, and yet the implication is eternity. Something no one can underestimate. Do not fear. This is everything. There is so much more to it. But one thing is for certain. You are mine, and I will continue to do what I please with you, so long as you cling to be my other half. Now, little light, shall we see how many kisses you can take before you pass out, impaled on my dick, and so very appeasing to all of my satiations. A one-of-a-kind delicacy all to myself.